President Biden has cancelled a planned trip to Colorado today. The White House says he'll remain in Washington for national security meetings with his top advisers, a decision that underscores the anxieties about the hours ahead in the Gaza Strip. With Israel claiming that 199 hostages are being held there, a much larger number than expected, the United Nations says it is in deep negotiations to try and create a corridor for humanitarian aid into Gaza. Hospitals there are said to be under desperate pressure. So too is the currently closed Rafah crossing into Egypt. Thousands of Palestinians have gathered on the Gaza side, hoping the government in Cairo will offer them safe passage and an escape from a possible Israeli ground offensive. Israel's bombardment of Gaza is now reported to have killed 2,750 people. The authorities in Gaza claim another 1,000 are missing in the rubble of destroyed buildings. President Biden on Sunday said he wants Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to exercise caution as the Israeli leader plans his armed forces' next move.